In January 1976, Ambassador Bush returns to Washington after President Ford chooses him for a critically important job, director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
On a typical day, he'd get to work at 7:30 a.m., sometimes earlier. He would start in his office, then head to the morning staff meeting where he would hear reports from the department heads, the directors of intelligence, operations, and science and technology.
Although Bush serves as head of the CIA for less than 1 year, he becomes highly respected within the agency. In 1999, the CIA's headquarters compound in Langley, Virginia, is rededicated as the George Bush Center for Intelligence.
I attended the ceremony when they named the CIA complex in Langley, Virginia, for Dad. He joked that Mom had said the only reason they name buildings after people is if they are really, really old or are already dead. In reality, he was deeply touched by such a meaningful honor. Looking back on it years later, at the dedication ceremony, Dad said, "The CIA became part of my heartbeat back then, and it's never gone away. It has been said by others that patriotism is not a frenzied burst of emotion, but rather the quiet and steady dedication of a lifetime. To me, this sums up the CIA. Duty, honor, country."
Go ahead. Open the drawers and see what's inside. Don't forget to have your hand scanned. And don't worry. Nothing unusual will happen. Probably.